Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going back to the front lines of history in the making. Rush Limbaugh did something to embarrass himself and everybody else. No surprise. Rush Limbaugh has now announced, and it's his opinion, Biden didn't, quote, legitimately, end quote, win the election. Rush Limbaugh signs on to the QAnon theory that the election was not legitimate. This is a sad thing. It's a sad day for the United States. He has a lot of viewers, very highly compensated guy. He's ill. And I don't wish harm on anybody. Donald Trump gave him the Medal of Freedom right at the State of the Union. He least deserves the Medal of Freedom of anybody in the country, but he got it. And now he's shooting his mouth off saying that Biden didn't legitimately win. What that does is that influences a lot of people who listen to him who do not know history. They think they're woke on the QAnon side. Rush Limbaugh has gone on to the QAnon side. We already talked earlier in the show about how many states have succumbed to the QAnon conspiracy theory, so that moderates, actually very conservative people, but moderate senators, Portman of Ohio, Burr of North Carolina, Toomey of Pennsylvania, Ducey, governor, Republican in Arizona, won't run against Mark Kelly. He's afraid because he's been denounced by his own party, by Kelly Ward, state chairwoman down there, who is QAnon. She's right wing, really right wing. And she now looks like she may be the front runner for the nomination to take on Mark Kelly. And Mark Kelly's our guy, the astronaut, good guy, Gabrielle Giffords' husband. And he'll win. And everybody thinks, oh, this is great. But the problem is that when you have some real right wing nuts on the other side, if a couple of them sneak in, like Jim Jordan of Ohio, who Portman's worried about, which is why he's not running again. If you have people like Jordan and this Kelly Ward of Arizona in there, they can cause a lot of damage. A senator can do a lot of bad things. They have the power to hold up anything all by themselves for a period of time. Rand Paul has been doing that, and he's not as bad as these two, and he's pretty bad. But there you have it. Rush Limbaugh just come out saying that Biden did not legitimately win the election. That is a poison. And Rush Limbaugh has no principles. I remember earlier in Trump's term, when the budget deficit went out of control, went through the roof. Remember, trillions were added to it. Guy calls up on the air to Rush Limbaugh and says, but wait a minute, we stand for balanced budget, don't we? And Limbaugh's response was, we stand for balanced budget when the Democrats have the presidency. When the Democrats don't have the presidency, it's not an issue. That's what he said on the air. And all of his people say fine. They say fine. I think at some point, there's got to be somebody in the Republican Party and many, many people, good Americans who happen to vote Republican, who have a conscience, and they're going to say, we're not going to put up with this. We're not going to put up with this. And, you know, it's not only Rush Limbaugh, and it's not only Ohio, and it's not only North Carolina that's flipped. And we also talked about Oregon, Hawaii, and Texas flipping, but also Pennsylvania. Now, Pat Toomey's not running for election. Why is that? Very disturbing event out of Pennsylvania. They have a Republican congressman named Scott Perry. Turns out he is the one that colluded with Trump and set him up with this Assistant Attorney General Clark in the Department of Justice to stick him in as acting Attorney General, and then have Clark, using the authority of the Attorney General's office, try to pressure the Georgia legislators into overturning their vote for Biden several months afterward. After the fact, Scott Perry of Pennsylvania. I mean, come on, Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh is essentially a Midwestern city. Philly on the other end is an eastern city. I mean, come on, come on. Well, they smoked Perry out. How'd they smoke him out? Because when that whole scandal broke, and it broke because the day they were going to hatch the plot was the day that that infamous one-hour phone call from Trump to Reffensberger of Georgia occurred, where Trump said, listen, all I need you to do is scare me up 11,800 votes. How hard can that be? Otherwise, there's going to be a criminal consequence to you. It's an extortion call, felony. It was a felony call. That blew everything up, and it blew up this plot, and they smoked out this Scott Perry, Republican of Pennsylvania. So here's what you have. You have Ohio, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Oregon, Hawaii, and Texas. All states, very different states, with moderate Republicans who are afraid to run anymore. And their front runners in some of these states are right-wing QAnon sorts, werewolves of QAnon. If the Republican Party overall succumbs to the werewolves of QAnon, they're done as a party. And you had a front row seat to their destruction on these this radio show. We're going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, first of all, Matt, I'd like to second what's called Paul's great idea to make this state assembly and Senate part-time jobs. And I don't even know that they're worthy of that this last year, but something on a national, I guess we should stay out of other states' businesses, but watching the national news this morning, I got a suggestion from Missouri. If Josh Hawley feels so oppressed here, I think right now he should be sent to Moscow, Russia. And he can see how things go there. He's crying about his book and this and that, and I'm being, you know, silenced. No, you're not. We'll send you where you truly get silenced, and you can go lay by your bowl. This guy's a clown.
Yeah, I agree with you. And not only that, I don't know if you saw an interview with John Danforth last night. John Danforth was a fairly well-respected Republican senator from Missouri who served in the 80s and 90s. And then he went on to be Bush's ambassador to the United Nations. And he was Hawley's mentor. He was basically the guy that dragged Hawley around the state, saying, I'm really impressed with this young man. Vote for him. And he said, biggest mistake I ever made in my life, because he was appalled at what happened in the insurrection. He was appalled at the opposition to certifying Joe Biden. This is Danforth, who's a revered figure down there. So Hawley is a little Weisenheimer is what he is. And somehow he snuck his way up to the Senate, and he figured he was going to be nominee for the Republicans in 2024 by siding with the QAnon people. It was a dumb thing to do, but it was an immoral thing to do. And Hawley's got to get out of there. Right now, there is a move in the Senate to censure him and Cruz. And the reason for that is it's one thing to espouse positions. It's another thing to commit sedition. And what both of them did by lying and saying that the election was fraudulent was sedition. Frankly, they should get the other four who voted not to certify as well, like Scott of Florida and the others. Ron Johnson in our is bad news. Our guy in our state was one of the ones who originally said he was going to vote not to certify, and then he chickened out after the violence and he backed down. But he didn't do it out of any conviction. He did it because this is Wisconsin. We're not putting up with that stuff. We're not putting up with him anyway. But, you know, there you go. I agree with you on Hawley. He's bad news. The biggest newspapers in his state have called on him to resign for lying about the certification, about that it shouldn't be certified. More importantly, I don't know if you've seen some of the video, but as he walked into the Senate to vote against certification, he's giving the thumbs up to the protesters, to the insurrectionist mob, who then went in and beat a cop to death. They beat him to death. And they hit four other cops in the head with lead pipes, and they dragged others screaming for mercy into the crowd and beat them up. They beat up cops. They're cop killers. They kill the cop. And he's giving them the thumbs up. This guy has no principles, no morals whatsoever, no convictions. And Missouri's another state, I should have added. I mean, he's the guy, somehow he got in. In 2022, we are going to have the equivalent of a high school chemistry experiment to see if QAnon are the ones that are taking over the party. You'll know by who they nominate, and you'll know by who they elect. And in 2024, It's a sealed fate done deal. Who is the Republican nominee? And if it's somebody who has integrity, you know, I'll support Biden, of course, but for reelection, but somebody with integrity, somebody who believes in the Constitution first and the peaceful transition of power, then the Republican Party has been recaptured. But if it's full frontal QAnon or some slippery sword or a Trump sword or Trump himself, that is the death of that party, absolute death of that party. One very cute story that has come out of Oklahoma, we need a little humor. Oklahoma has a state legislator who had an idea for tourism. How could we promote tourism in Oklahoma? So he proposes a bill that issues a hunting license for Bigfoot. For Bigfoot. He thought that'd be great. People would buy these licenses, come to Oklahoma. He got angry calls from people who believe in Bigfoot. They said, don't kill Bigfoot. That's wrong. And then he backed down and he said, well, the hunting license is only to trap Bigfoot. They say that'll hurt his paws. That'll hurt his feet. Don't do it. My feeling is, hey, guys, what about other animals? Why are we trapping any of these people? Absolutely disgusting. That's what I'm a lot of these folks, I'm not saying they were all Republicans, but a lot of these folks were very worried that a hunting license had been issued to hunt Bigfoot. And it's kind of nice in a way that they had a heart. They had a heart. They had a heart. They're in Oklahoma. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. Back after the break.
Backbiter, tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.